You're listening to the audio production of Clouds, a memoir by Laura Sobieck, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Amber Quick.
For Zach, I'm so grateful I got to be your mom. Author's note. Over the years, while walking with my son Zach through his battle with cancer, there were moments I tucked away in my heart, knowing that eventually I would write them all down. What resulted is not a story about how Zach died. Rather, this story is about a boy who found himself tested by pain and loss. It's about a boy who learned to live while dying, and in doing so brought hope to countless people who desperately needed it. But most of all, it is a story about a boy who showed his family, his friends, and eventually the world that everyone can choose to fly a little higher. Chapter 1. September 2012. Zach drove up the driveway, and I held my breath, wanting and not wanting, to hear how the first day of his senior year of high school had gone. He got out of the car and pulled his backpack and crutches out of the back seat. I stood in the kitchen, far enough from the living room windows so he wouldn't see me watching. Even from here, I could see the heaviness in his gait and on his face. As he walked in the door, I greeted him from the kitchen, keeping my distance, allowing him the space a 17-year-old boy requires from his mom. My heart raced, but I remained steady and focused. I'd seen this look before, though it was a rarity. He was the kind of kid who could take a lot before he got down. Setting his crutches aside, he glanced at me long enough to see the questions in my face. He hobbled the few steps to the big chair with the ottoman in the corner. The oversized pendulum clock that hung on the wall above the chair was ticking, my heart surpassing its rhythm. He wouldn't look at me, his face turned down and eyes averted. I remained grounded in the kitchen, not wanting to jump in too soon. I crossed my arms and leaned my head and shoulder against the wall, then asked, "How did it go?" He took a deep breath, rested his forehead in his hand, and with huge tears spilling from his eyes, said, "I don't know how to do this," and then he sobbed. Though my heart was breaking, my mother's mind was bent on fixing his pain. I walked to the chair and sat on the armrest next to him. I leaned over and laid my cheek on his thinning hair, my hand on his shoulder. "Okay, tell me what you mean." Of course I knew what he meant. How do you do this? How do you pretend that life is normal when there is nothing normal about cancer slowly eating away at your bones and lungs? There is nothing normal about taking 19 pills a day or finding...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?